So they were outraged at their lack of understanding? Or do you think that actually all the other disciples also wanted a piece of that glory and they were just really outraged that James and John had the audacity to get in there first and ask? Personally, I think it's the latter. Because I think human beings have an issue. We have a real problem with authority and status and wanting to be seen. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, no, I don't. I don't need to have any of that. I don't need to sit on a fancy throne. I don't need to stand up in front of anybody. I don't need that status. Well, I would say, actually, all of us have a deep need to be seen and noticed. It is what the entire social media cult is all about. Having likes and follows and retweets, or whatever they're called now. It's about being noticed and seen and recognised. There are so many fallings out in relationships because people don't feel they've been noticed or recognised or thanked or seen at all. But the thing is, it's what Jesus seems to be saying in this passage. Is that actually we should be doing the opposite. We shouldn't be looking for being seen and noticed. We should be making ourselves like slaves. Slaves being the ones who were completely invisible. They were expendable and unnoticed. Now I'm going to slightly challenge how you may have heard this passage interpreted before. Because I don't believe that Jesus is actually saying you should ignore that human part of you that always desires to be noticed and seen. And you should always repress it and you should be unseen. You should be always invisible, always giving out to others and never receiving anything in return. I don't actually think that's what Jesus is saying. I think you can only read Jesus' words here and hear Jesus' words here if you also hear when he talks about us being God's friends. When he talks about us also being brothers and sisters, when we read the rest of the New Testament and we hear about being heirs of Christ, when we hear about God knowing us so well that he knows every hair on our head, that is not a God who wants us to go unnoticed and unseen. That is a God who sees us and knows us. So what is Jesus saying here? What is Jesus saying? Actually, I think we shouldn't ignore that need to be seen, but we need to find that validation somewhere else. We need to find it where it belongs, which is with God. God is the one who sees us and knows us. And only when we are known, we are loved by God, are we then set free in order to serve others, because we don't need anything from them. We're free to serve them with all that we have because we're not trying to do it so that we get something in return and we're recognised in return. We're set free to serve. I think what it does when we understand that is creates a whole different way of being community. And to explain this, I have something to help me. I have a tent. And I'm going to ask you, I possibly should have got this out first. Which do you think is the most important part of a tent? The poles or the canvas? The poles. Okay, so this is a really good tent. Just the poles are most important. If I just put these up and put them together, I'd have a really good tent. Yeah, not just poles. What about who thinks the canvas is the most important part? Because, you know, without the canvas, you're just... Well, if I wouldn't want to camp in this weather without a canvas, put it that way. I think Sally shouted it out. Both of them. They are important. Both of them are important. There isn't one that is more important than the other. I'm going to show you this with one of my favourite tents. There we go. That's the way to go camping, right? Chuck, you really want me to put it away. You'll see me putting it away later. It's quite fun. A tent, the visible bit of it, right, is the canvas. This is what you see from far away when you're trying to find your tent in a sea of other tents. The canvas is what you're looking for. That is the identifiable bit. You don't see the poles. And yet, without them, that's what our tent would look like. Just a mass of canvas on the floor. They are an integral part. You could say, to use the language as Jesus used, they serve each other. And in doing so, they create a space. I would like to think a safe space that all can come in, be dry from the elements, and find shelter. Now, I love that image as the church and what Jesus is trying to say in this passage. It is not about seeking glory for ourselves. It's not about all being the canvas. But equally, it's not about all being the poles, the hidden bit. We need both. It's why I love Paul's analogy of the church as a body, all the different parts that build up the body. This is the new community that we have, and we can only serve each other in this mutually flourishing way if we know ourselves that we are fully loved and seen and valued by God. Because then we are free to serve and not be seen. It's okay, or be seen, but it doesn't mean all and everything to us. So this is what I believe Jesus is trying to say here. So don't feel guilty about any of those times that you feel you need to be affirmed. That is truly what it means to be human. We do need to be affirmed. And God is the one that affirms us. And when you know God's affirmation and God's love filling you, then you are free to serve each other. And we can build this tent together. Or indeed, a stronger building of stones. There are so many analogies. So it's now over to you to explore this. As ever, there are lots of different ways to explore it. You can either come and play in the tent. Those of you who are just desperate want to come and play in it, that's where I would be. Or you can build your own church with Lego. Well, actually Mega Blocks. But as you do, if you want to come and build with this, think about all of the different roles and parts of a church that are needed that go together. So if you could actually put a role or a name on every brick as you build up a church building, then we'll think about how we work together to build this new community, supporting for mutual flourishing. Or, Roy, could you put the next slide up, thank you. You might like to just think and ponder for yourself. And you might like to ponder where you serve the church. Where do you fit into the tent model of the church? Where do you give? Where do you receive? How do you fit into that community? So that might be something for you to ponder by yourself. Or those of you who like chatting and who might like to go a bit further. I've done a slightly more challenging Bible study-esque thing to respond today. You can read Jesus' description again, the one that Edward just read for us in Mark chapter 10, and read Paul's description of God's people in 1 Corinthians. I mentioned it a bit earlier. And then have a look and think about how do they work together to help us know how we live out our faith as community, as people of God together. So over to you guys to explore it a bit more yourself.